This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in to the CNBC-TV18 Market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Now, we begin the day today with very weak global cues. The Dow was down 518 points overnight on the back of disappointing earnings from Meta, which is the erstwhile Facebook, which weighed on market sentiment. Meta's daily active users fell for the first time in its 18-year history, and that spooked sentiment across the Nasdaq as well, which fell about 3.7%. It was the worst daily performance for the Nasdaq since September of 2020. Now, all eyes will be on the January jobs report that comes out later today. The U.S. stock futures, though, have rallied after strong earnings report from the likes of Amazon and Snapchat. Now, for our own markets, the Nifty ended its three-day gaining streak yesterday after weak global cues. Both foreign and domestic investors sold in the cash markets yesterday. The FI sold about 1,600 crores. The domestic investors sold almost 371 crores. And the Nifty has slipped below the 100-day moving average, which was 17,647. An important level to watch now would be the 50-day moving average, which is 17,438. So keep an eye out on that. Another crucial factor is that Brent crude prices have been surging. They've now topped $91 a barrel. NYMEX is above $90 a barrel, which doesn't bode well for oil importers like India. However, the SGX Nifty is indicating that the start will be mildly in the green. Could turn out to be a volatile day. A couple of stocks like ITC will be reacting to their numbers. So do stay tuned in to CNBC TV 18 for all the market action. Thanks for listening in to the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.